This is TWiT.
Well, this year has been nothing short of strange, and it's forcing some changes in the market, especially redefining different roles out there. Curtis, how has the role changed for CISOs?
Well, you know, that's interesting. A recent study from the Enterprise Strategy Group found that the average CISO tenure is 2 to 4 years. Now, I can remember back in the 90s when the average CIO tenure was about that long, and coincidentally, the average CIO tenure was roughly the same as the length of a deployment cycle for an ERP package. It would seem that today there's a wide variety of contributing factors regarding why so many security professionals last less than 1,000 days in their role. Now, among them are the fact that the role and expectations are different from company to company. Many organizations face an ever-evolving security and risk strategy, which can change key competencies required for success. And over more than a decade in the security industry, we have seen that this gray area, this changing expectation and constantly shifting set of competencies can have a lot to do with why someone will succeed or fail in a particular CISO role. Publicity around major data breaches and compliance requirements, ongoing discussions of privacy and data rights like the one we just have opened the eyes of a lot of C-suites and executive boards, and this has highlighted the critical nature of the CISO role. You know, at one time, the CISO simply reported to the CIO, and no one else in the C-suite were aware that there was such a role. Now, the CISO frequently finds themselves making presentations to the board because of compliance and public relations issues regarding personal information, privacy, and security. It's not realistic, when you get down to it, to imagine and expect a CISO to be some sort of omnipotent cybersecurity demigod. Now, they should be expected to help shape the company's security investment priorities, be able to help align the corporate-defined objectives with the security priorities, but within reason. You know, we've heard so often in the last half dozen to 10 years, that CISOs are business executives, which means that they are expected to have core competencies in all of the accounting and business techniques and expertise areas, along with the expertise in security and especially cybersecurity. Is it realistic for the modern day CISO to balance the heavy demands placed on them, or is it time to start looking at dividing the CISO's role into multiple jobs? You know, a physical security expert, a cybersecurity expert, someone who focuses on privacy. We've already seen this in some companies as they add a chief privacy officer to the chief information security officer. At the end of the day, it's important that the security community and business leaders work together to actively shape and ensure success in the CISO role. Now, one of the questions I want to ask my co-host, and Lou, I'm going to come to you first. Is this part of an ongoing shift in the nature of many business roles, or is this kind of shift something that's unique to the CISO role? Have you noticed shifts going on in the roles and expectations of some of the business management and administration roles that you see out there in the world?
Absolutely. I think this has impacted pretty much every level, every layer of organizations out there, whether it's, you know, in my organization, whether it's developing software that's more secure, that's focused on privacy, that's focused on doing the right thing with users' data. That's really an important thing. And that happens at the lowest level. It's when you're building a feature all the way up to, you know, to executive level to ensure that their organization's doing the right thing and the right thing for their customers. And so I think it's definitely impacted every layer, and things continue to pivot. Like, obviously, there's newer compliance out there. There's newer rules. There's new policies. There's different markets, whether you're in government markets or your education markets. And so different roles have to deal with different things. I was talking to a representative, a person that works on the Microsoft Teams group recently, and they were saying they're working with education. And obviously, because of all the changes that are happening with remote education, and of course, a lot of schools and communities have very specific needs, as well as different rules and guidelines they need to follow. And so the applications need to follow suit with that. And that happens at the feature level all the way up to the service and beyond. So I definitely think this is going to continue to force organizations to pivot and evolve over time.
Well, Brian, I know that you have a long career, that you're shifting some of your roles. So let me ask you, when you see all of this shifting and changing going on, do you see this as a good thing, or do you think that we and our organizations would be better served if there was some real constancy in what was expected of a particular job title?
You know, I'm not sure I'm really qualified to answer that, because I've actively avoided managerial positions. I'm a great team leader, but I stink as a manager. Now, having said that, one of my biggest complaints about these so-called higher ups, the rarefied territory of the C-suite, is that too many of them don't know how to do the job in the trenches. That's been my number one complaint. I'd rather see them come up through the ranks so that they actually understand how the job is done or why we're doing it. So I would say, you know, someone needs to start off learning how to do it, and then the managers need to be the why we do it. Now, having said that, you know, it's hard. You know, these every CISO I've ever met, or any CISO that's I've heard about, these poor schmucks, male or female or whatever, have big honking targets on their back. And the stress of those jobs must be insane. So the turnover has got to be really high. Otherwise, you burn your people out. So I don't know. I'd love to see the folks in the C-suite actually know how to do the job. That might be a really old-fashioned attitude. But I've seen some really, really stupid mandates coming down from the C-suite that it's pretty obvious they didn't talk to people that know how to do the job. So I don't think I really answered your question, but maybe I did.
It was a really good answer. As you say, I'm not sure it was to the question I asked, but it's a great answer. And we appreciate that. You know, this is one of those things in my career. I have watched a lot of titles be created. I've watched a lot of titles change in what they are expected to do, largely because the technology was changing. There is technology at play in the business marketplace now that just wasn't there when I began my career. I think that's going to continue. And so there's an extent to which I think this change in definition and change in priority is inevitable, because the business titles, the business responsibilities have to respond to what surrounds the business and makes it happen.